It's time now for How You Built That. And today's story comes to us from Tristan Corriveau of Portland, Maine. And about 2 years ago, Tristan was staying at a hotel in Boston when he did what many of us do at hotels. He went to the bathroom and opened up the box of soap.
And I'm washing my hands.
And he's looking at this bar of soap that he's about to toss aside, and he starts to think.
This must happen a lot every day in hotels. I was really curious about it, so I decided to just look it up.
And he discovered that most hotels just throw away their used soap. So after a bit more research, Tristan found a nonprofit that does take old bars of soap and recycles them. But Tristan thought, okay, that's great, but what if we could turn that soap into liquid soap and make it available in bulk and then cut down on plastic waste?
You buy a soap dispenser that's plastic. You put it next to your sink, you have it for a few weeks, maybe a month, and then you go get another one, and you multiply that by, you know, 300 million people washing their hands every day, and all of a sudden there's a lot of plastic bottles out in the world.
So Tristan starts calling hotels in Portland, Maine, and a lot of them were sending their soap to the nonprofit, but they had to pay a membership fee and the cost of shipping. And some of the smaller hotels couldn't afford that, so their soap just went into the trash. And one of those places, the Press Hotel, really hated doing this. So Tristan got in touch with the manager, and he said, hey, I can help recycle your soap for free.
She was just like, this is amazing. Like, we've been trying to figure out something to do with our soap for so long. We would love to work with you. We'd love to give it to you. Like, let's do this. Let's go.
Yes, yes, let's go. Except...
uh-oh, what do I do now?
Tristan hadn't thought his idea all the way through. A week later, the Press Hotel happily gave him nearly 50 pounds of old soap, and it was kind of gross.
There's dirt on it. It can end up on the floor. It picks up little pieces of, like, paper and dirt and...
So, step one, clean it up.
That's just a really tedious job. You sit over a bin of soap and scrape everything off of it into another bin.
50 pounds and 5 hours of scraping later, he was on to step two, which was to liquefy the soap. Tristan found a DIY community online that's really into making their own liquid soap from new bars of soap.
They grind it up and boil it down and turn it into liquid hand soap for their use at home. So I thought, this is really easy.
But selling it? Old recycled soap? That was hard. And Tristan knew that some people would worry about germs. So he turned to step three, the experts. He consulted with the biology department at the University of Southern Maine, and they suggested using an autoclave.
It's like a steam sterilization process, and it's very common in dentist office, in tattoo studios. This is a way for them to sterilize their tools.
But an autoclave costs $4,000, money Tristan did not have. What he did have was the used soap supply from the Press Hotel and proof that the autoclave process worked. And that was enough to secure a local business grant to buy an autoclave. And so, armed with a new autoclave, Tristan moved to step four, actual production.
I put together that first batch and I was like, oh, this is great. I made perfect soap. I'll go sell it.
And so he started by contacting a friend who owned several Portland restaurants. And the friend let Tristan hang a few wall dispensers in the bathrooms. Everything was looking great. And then...
3 or 4 weeks later, I get an email that's like, hey, the soap is separating. Pretty much all that's coming out is water.
This, to put it mildly, was a minor disaster. And so for a year, Tristan searched for an ingredient that would stabilize the soap, but one that was also eco-friendly. And he tried everything.
Cornstarch, flour.
Even recycled wood pulp. But the key ingredient turned out to be...
baking soda. It's so basic. I was like, how did I miss that?
Finally, by the fall of 2018, after 2 years of troubleshooting, Tristan had a marketable recycled liquid soap. He sells it by the gallon and in large, refillable glass bottles, sticking to his mission of cutting back on single-use plastics. And the Press Hotel? They're using his soap in their lobby bathrooms. And they're also still supplying him with pounds and pounds of used bar soap.
There's been times where I felt really overwhelmed by the amount of soap that I'm getting. And I've asked them, hey, can we put collection on pause? And they always refuse me. Nope, you gotta keep collecting. Let's keep going.
That's Tristan Corvo of Portland, Maine. His business is called the 1 Gallon Soap Company. He's got 5 people on his team, and in the next few weeks, Tristan will become the first full-time employee. He's decided to leave his current job in sales to focus on growing his own company. If you want to find out more about Tristan or the 1 Gallon Soap Company or hear previous episodes, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org.